Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's new NHL team is the talk of the town and the entire sports world. But what happens next?
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, we're hoping to get a little bit more information about the new team tonight, but for now, Utah is just taking it all in. The Delta Center has a big NHL logo up here this morning and a teaser message on the electronic board over the doors facing Broadcast House. And new Utah team center Logan Cooley told reporters what Utah fans have to look forward to this fall.
We have a lot of bright futures, and obviously we have guys on the team like Keller, Schmaltz, Dersey, Kraus, that guys have been around the league for a while and, have proved themselves in this league. So we're an exciting team.
And again, we are expecting to hear from the new owners of Utah's NHL team, Ryan and Ashley Smith, at a news conference tonight at 5 o'clock alongside NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. We'll have live coverage for you right here on KSL. And Utah's new hockey team could potentially go nameless for its first season. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more about why he continues our team coverage. Peter?
Adam, new team owner Ryan Smith tells NHL.com the only thing that's sure for now is that it's going to be the Utah something, and not necessarily Salt Lake City focused.
I mean, there was a bunch out there. I saw the Utah Venom. I saw the Yetis, Utah Yeti with a killer logo. I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
Smith says he doubts they'll have the time needed to settle on a chosen name, color, and mascot by the time the new season starts in October. For now, he's leaning on the creative group Doubleday and Cartwright, which NHL.com says worked on brand identities for Apple, Nike, and other pro sports teams. But Smith says this isn't going to last forever. It won't be a two-year wait, and fans can be ready to hear a name pretty soon. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The Delta Center will be the hockey team's home this fall, and last night a website was set up to take $100 deposits for people wanting tickets, and in just 2 hours, Ryan Smith posted on social media that over 6,000 people had put money down to get on the waiting list. And then by last night, that number was 11,000 deposits.
That's really awesome.
We're curious what it might be this morning.
Yeah. And all this hockey news, it's got to have an impact on the state's youth hockey leagues. Adam, have you looked into that?
Yeah, Amanda, local hockey fans are really excited about the news. KSL TV caught up with local hockey player Adam McCray at the Accord Ice Center in West Valley last night.
Yeah, I think it's going to have a big impact on, like, Utah's hockey community.
He says he fell in love with hockey in 2017, and now his sister is learning how to play goalie. He's expecting to see a huge jump in the number of kids playing hockey around the state with the new team moving into town. And remember to stay with KSL News Radio for the latest developments on this story. Again, we'll have live coverage for you tonight at 5 when that news conference happens. And, of course, coverage all the way until the puck drops for the first time at the Delta Center this fall. Live at the official new home of NHL hockey in Utah, the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Iran says everything is normal after firing air defense missiles to protect a major air base and a nuclear site.
Iran's Press TV reports
there were some loud sounds that were heard in the east of the city of Isfahan, and this was related to the air defense system, as we told you and our viewers before, triggered by the presence of three small drones that were present in that area.
Commercial flights that were previously canceled are back to normal. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Protesters supporting people in Gaza continued to rally just off of Columbia University's campus last night after police made over 100 arrests. Protest organizer Raed tells ABC News the demonstrations will continue until the university heeds protesters' demands.
Students were chemically attacked months ago. Nothing has come of the investigation. We are deeply unsafe as Arab, Muslim, and pro-Palestinian students, and they keep punishing us. They keep handing out disciplinary charges. We have not stopped.
The student vowed to remain until the university divests from all Israel-related businesses.
Boy, did I feel this. New parents can often get blindsided by how stressful raising a new child can be, and at times it can lead to abuse. Dr. Tegri Hui says that new parents need to establish a support system.
The next step is establishing who your support network is, right? We talk about a safe person. It's actually safe people. So who are the people that you can reach out to and let them know?
She also says new parents need to remember that crying is the only way for babies to express themselves.
An interoffice memo sent by President Grover Cleveland on the very day Utah became a state fetches some big money.
Cleveland sent the memo on an 8-inch by 10-inch page to possibly then Secretary of State Richard Olney after signing Proclamation 382, the order admitting Utah as a U.S. state. The identity of the winning bidder was not disclosed, but it was the most money spent, over $27,000, over the hundreds of items included in a fine autograph and artifacts collection that went up for auction last month. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Let's get that first look traffic check here with Andy.
And right now, if you're on I-15, you've still got a little bit of slowing in South Salt Lake. You've got some southbound delays still in place coming down from Tremont and towards Brigham City from a crash. And still have some delays on the west side of Salt Lake County, especially Mountain View near 3500 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Utah Board of Education is working to try and figure out how to implement a new law that allows books with objectionable materials to be removed from schools statewide.
A post on X claims the district has already removed several books.
As of right now, no books have been removed statewide after July 1st. That is a possibility, but we have not yet figured out how we're going to implement that.
Board of Education spokesperson Sharon Turner says there are a lot of things that have to happen between now and when the law goes into effect. She says as the board decides on those things, they will keep the local education agencies informed. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Students in the Salt Lake City School District will be getting presentations in the next few days about the state's new bathroom policy that goes into effect May 1st. But not everyone is happy about how it's being handled. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
A recently passed law requires people in schools to use the bathroom of the gender they were assigned at birth. And Yandre Chatwin with the Salt Lake City School District says in order to comply, they have to inform all students about the change.
Because the law asks us to notify all students, an email to parents wouldn't have sufficed. So we do have two different presentations that we're asking our schools to deliver.
Kristen Kinjo, parent of a fourth grader at Emerson Elementary, says they're choosing to hold a dance party in protest at the time of the presentations.
That any kids who are choosing not to participate in the presentation or any families who were pulling their kids out of the presentation would have somewhere to go where they felt loved.
She thinks the presentations are wrong, especially since other school districts are handling it a different way. But Chatwin says they're just doing their best to implement the law as it's written. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.